You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" When you read this statement, "Where are you?" you will think God is looking for Adam. He can't find Adam. And God is now saying, "Adam, where are you? I can't see you." No. God was asking Adam a question. "Adam, where are you? Because I do not see you where you ought to be. I can't see you where I have to meet. I put you. I can't see you there." Because you see, the Bible said they hid themselves. They hid themselves. Many Christians are hidden. Jesus said, "Nobody light a candle and go and hide it." But you are hidden. We don't even know where you are. We don't know what you believe. We don't even know. Where are you? The same you. The same you that go to church. The same you. You are also into adultery. You still have one lady somewhere. The same you with Christian name. You are the same person that in the office, you are telling them that we have a receipt to cover this fraud. Where exactly are you today? The same you that will post Jesus on your status, when we see you in real life, the way you dress, some prostitutes are well dressed than you. Where are you exactly? What side are you? Where are you? Are you also hiding? God is asking you. I'm not the one asking you. God is asking you, where are you? Some of you, God sent you to Europe. God sent you to Asia. God sent you to America, to Canada. But you are hidden. God has been looking for you. God said, "There was somebody I posted to Newcastle. I should have seen this person. How come I'm not seeing this person here? There is a light I posted to Newcastle. How come Newcastle is dark? There is a light I posted to California. How come California is dark? I sent a light to Joburg. I can't see light in Joburg." God is asking, where exactly are you? The manner in which you talk today, we are even scared. You are the one that goes against everything scripture. You say, I'm a Christian, no. But what? What is the but there now? What is the but there? Where exactly do you belong? Some of you are even ashamed to identify with the name of Jesus. Where are you? You are neither here nor there. He said, "I will spew you out of my mouth," because you are neither cold nor warm, nor hot. Where are you? God is asking you, where are you? It means that your place is empty. Where God thought you will be, you are not there. Where your light should be shine, God is seeing darkness there. Where exactly are you? Where are you? Where are you? I'm a Christian. But we can't see Jesus in you. You have been coming to church for more than 20-30 years. There are still preaching the same message to you. The same message of repentance. Don't take offense. Forgive one another. Woman, don't talk back to your husband. The Bible says you should be of a meek and quiet spirit. No. You will talk. You will fight back. Then the same you will be contributing in Bible study. What are you contributing? Where are you? Where are you? Where is the meek and quiet spirit in you? Where is it? Where are you? You are somebody different at home. You are a terror when you are in school. You are a tiger when you are in school. You will go to fellowship when you are home. You have joined cult in school. You will go to church when you are back home, but you are the same person going to club. You are the same person doing nudity online. You are the same person on TikTok asking for men to pay for your nudity. Where exactly are you? Where are you? You will be sharing Christian posts from the house of a boyfriend that you just finished fornicating. Where are you? Who are you deceiving? Can you hide from God? Look, you know, look at the Bible say, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. Some of you, that's what you are doing. You go and hide in hotel. You go and hide in different places. Some of you, you are with somebody's ex-husband. You are with somebody's ex-wife. God is asking you, where are you? He has checked your own marriage. You are not there. You are in another woman's house, claiming that you are now his wife. Your spouse is still alive. You divorce him or divorce her. And then you are with another person. God is checking where you should be. He's asking you, where exactly are you? Where are you? Where are you? You say, but God is a loving God. God is a forgiving God. Yes, but you must repent. When you repent, you take a U-turn. You have to leave that marriage that is adulterous and go back to your marriage. Or remain single until you are reconciled. That is the word of God. Where are you? How long will you persist in hiding? How long can you hide from God? Where exactly are you? Why are you not clear cut? Nobody knows you that you belong to Jesus at work. You say, no, in Europe, you know, you must not be religious. Who told you? They were the one that brought Bible. Who told you? They came to evangelize us. So who told you must not be religious there? Why did you believe that fallacy? Why can't they see Jesus in you to start with? Why can't they even see Jesus in you? Is anything wrong that they should see Christ in you? That your own way of life should be different. But you too, you will try to talk like them. You want to prove to them that you are not a religious person, you know, per se, but you believe in humanity. What kind of stupid thing is that? Did Jesus preach humanity? Did Paul preach humanity? Did Peter preach humanity? We are to preach Christ and him crucified, not humanity. Where exactly are you? Where are you? I'm going to leave you with that question so that you can respond to God. Where are you? Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.